Today, bankers lose over bank branch closures, but now the political games begin. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, who have noticed posts covering finance and property news. Well, the Senate published their report into regional bank branch closures late last Friday. I'll actually be discussing this on my live YouTube show on Tuesday with Robbie Barwick. But already, the award-winning journalist Del Webster over at The Regional has written an excellent article saying, "It may have taken 20 years, but a federal government inquiry has finally made good on a warning that if the big four banks do not improve their treatment of regional Australian customers, they would be stripped of the privilege to self-regulate. Many thought this day would never come, but the most surprised must be the banks, or they would have never behaved in the ways outlined in detail during a Senate committee's 15-month deep dive into the welfare and economic impacts of regional bank closures. Over the 13 hearings held across Australia, and in more than 600 written submissions, the only defence of the banks' actions came from the banks themselves. But when their executives appeared to give evidence, all they managed to do was to convince the senators of just how much out of touch they were with their customer heartland. This arrogance was perfectly summed up by expert witness Andy Schlumhoff, Associate Professor of Law from the University of Wollongong. When it comes to closing branches, Australia is a free-for-all in which banks are entirely unconstrained. There is no degree to which they are held to account in discharging their obligations to communities which have supported them for generations. This, it is respectively submitted, is disgraceful and indefensible." Actually, the senators agreed. And on Friday, they handed down a historic report with 8 bold recommendations, among them, Recommendation 1, the committee recommends that the Australian government adopt a policy recognising access to financial services is an essential service. To this end, it should commit to guaranteeing reasonable access to cash and financial services for all Australians. Recommendation 2, the committee recommends that the Australian government commissions an expert panel to investigate the feasibility of establishing a publicly owned bank. In investigating this, the panel should examine options including, but not limited to, a standalone public bank or one associated with and using the branch network of Australia Post. And recommendation 3, the committee recommends that the Australian government urgently develop a mandatory banking code of conduct or customer service code, incorporating a robust branch closure process to be administered by a regulator with expertise in consumer protection. In short, this means access to bank services and cash will be recognised as a fundamental right to be taken into account when the government is making decisions. It means a new public bank, think the old Commonwealth Bank before it was privatised, has been put firmly on the table for consideration. And it means the end of banks being accountable to no one but themselves, and they will have to ensure their customers still have access to cash and essential banking services before leaving a community. If not, the regulator would even have the power to stop the closure. These are big moves by the senators, but they needed to be. For these senators who have turned their backs after listening repeatedly to testimonies outlining the same atrocious behaviour by the banks and the same welfare and economic problems being left behind would have been unconscionable. Serious solutions were necessary, and that is what they delivered. If the same thing had been done back in 2004 when the Senate last looked at this issue, 1,000 regional banks might have been saved. The Chapman inquiry, Money Matters in the Bush, was presented with the same quality of evidence, and the issues were thoroughly examined in a document twice the size of the one delivered last week. But when it came to delivering recommendations, the banks were trusted to continue to self-regulate. It was Penny Wong and the Labor senators on the committee who had the final words, saying the ALP was prepared to re-regulate the banks if they didn't agree to meet voluntary community service obligations. Well, no one could argue, except the banks again, that reducing regional Australia banks' networks to less than a third of what it had been at its peak and leaving another 150 towns with no banking services at all is good community service. ANZ, Commonwealth, NAB and Westpac have blown their chance. It's time for the Albanese government to honour Labour's word by supporting the recommendations of this inquiry in full. Or, and I would add, great words, yes, but now let's see the actions to protect regional communities and access to cash. I want to see real action now, not just more political games. So I will be watching closely. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.